Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hey, what's up, you slimy fucking Goomba?
Wolfie, don't be so fucking rude.
Hey, you slimy fucking Goomba. Anyway.
What do you got there? What's that paper?
This is a little printout about Phil Robertson.
Who's Phil Robertson?
The guy from that show. What's the name of that show?
I don't know. That's why I asked you.
Oh, it's a reality show, and he's this guy that made some anti-sex remarks on TV and got banned.
Oh, from Duck Dynasty?
That's it. That's him.
Really in tune with what's going on.
Well, not really, because okay. I mean, if I should have said the name of the show, Duck Dynasty.
People would have known. Let's start the show.
Hey, can I do that again? Can I introduce that?
Sure, Wolfie. What the heck?
Hey, well, I sure like this song.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, everybody. I'm your old pal, Don.
Mole would say hi.
Shut up.
And then I'm saying I'm Scary Perry.
Okay, and Mole is on assignment.
Okay. We know what that assignment is.
Why don't you just tell everybody that he's in rehab? Maybe he wants to keep that secret.
You said he's on assignment.
That's what I tried and doing, I but you made that. Such a big deal
no,
about it. Yeah, you did.
You just said
and we know what that means. What do you think the audience at home is going to think? Oh, Mole's in rehab again.
You just said rehab. I didn't say anything about rehab.
You were going to.
No, I didn't.
I'll bet you would have.
No, I wasn't.
Well, today's show is another best of the Big Three. And for the next two shows, we're going to do a couple best of the Big Threes. I don't know if we're going to do anything after that. As you know, we raised a little bit of money, and we are going to film a Big Three reality show pilot. I don't know when that's going to be, and I tried to bring a couple best of shows to keep the audience around, but I don't know how much longer we can do this. I know we're going to do one this week and one next week, and guess what today's podcast is about? We're doing a best of show. But guess who we pay tribute to?
Pay tribute?
Yes.
I don't know.
If you had to guess, I said.
If I had to guess who I'd have to pay tribute to? Well, I think I'd pay tribute to Mole for getting better.
No, we're not paying tribute to Mole. We're paying tribute to the fans that sent in $10 shout-outs.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So we're going to take some of the best $10 shout-outs. Now, if yours aren't in there, I don't think that we didn't appreciate it because we appreciated every dime we got.
Okay.
Perry loved talking about his personal life and things like that. But the next two shows, we're going to just do various $10 shout-outs. Now, I see you have a paper in your hand. You started reading it in the pre-show. What is that you have in your hand again?
This is about, what's his name from the Duck Dynasty problem? The guy named Phil Robertson?
Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty. Correct. Who said something about
the gays
people and has been suspended from the show.
Which means he's in the system like I am.
Oh, you think that's it?
Oh, I think that's it? Of course that's it.
Interesting.
He screwed himself in show business. So he's suspended. They say he's suspended from the show permanently. Well, now his family's getting behind him, and they said if he's suspended from the show, we're not going to film anymore. Well, I'm thinking to myself, the family's sticking behind this guy, but then they might as well cancel the show completely, and they might as well just say that they're all...
Well, it looks like that's what may be faced. You a fan of Duck Dynasty?
I had never heard of the show until this happened.
Really?
Never heard of the show until I got these emails on Facebook about this guy doing this thing, and then all of a sudden... I saw a couple things on a couple programs.
Well, why don't you explain exactly what happened?
All right. This gentleman by the name of Phil Robertson.
Because I want to see if you have the facts correct. Go ahead.
This gentleman by the name of Phil Robertson, who I guess is this big character on a TV show called Duck Dynasty, made some comments. And in the comments, do you mind if I read them to you?
You can't paraphrase? Do you have to read them?
Well, I'm gonna read what I Well, all right, I'm going to read this one. Don't be deceived. Neither the adulterers, the idolaters, the male prostitutes, the homosexual offenders, the greedy and the drunkards, the slanderers, the swindlers, they won't inherit the kingdom of God. Don't deceive yourself. It's not right. So
what are they talking about?
Well, what Phil Robertson was saying is, you know, all the people, all these people out there are just deceiving the Bible and the truth of the Bible and what God and Jesus Christ came down here to help, you know, inherit God's kingdom.
Now, the Jehovah's believe that Jesus Christ was just a carpenter.
Jesus Christ was a fisherman as well as a carpenter,
right?
And as well,
so
as
that's
a
what the Jehovah's look at.
Jehovah's about. Witnesses, not Jehovah's. Stop saying the word Jehovah's.
I'm sorry.
Because you're trying to twist things.
I'm not trying to twist anything. I'm just trying to get it right. The Jehovah's didn't Jehovah's believe that
Witnesses.
He was the Son of God. They believed that he was a carpenter, a fisherman. Correct.
Yes.
But nothing more.
He was. I'm not going to answer nothing more. He was the Son of God, and he.
Then why do we celebrate Christmas?
We meaning who?
Everybody.
I don't celebrate Christmas.
If you got presents, you would.
I don't look at it that way.
If I gave you a present, you wouldn't accept a Christmas present.
I would accept a present, but I don't look at it as a present for Christmas because I don't celebrate holidays anymore. I mean, when my dad was alive, he used to give us kids presents, too.
Like, what would he give you? Keeping in mind, at one point, you gave him eyes.
Well, yeah, but when I was a kid, Hot Wheels, different clothes and stuff.
What about the last few years? What did he give you? Anything?
Few years? Well, he's dead now. I mean, he died on 12/12/12. His birthday was Christmas Day. He used to always act like, oh, I'm Jesus Christ, you know, as a little bit of a joke.
And you would just say, well, you're nothing to me except a carpenter.
My father was a contractor, yes.
No, well, but when he played his Jesus Christ character.
My dad didn't play Jesus Christ.
I thought you said every Christmas he'd come out as Jesus Christ.
He would, not every Christmas. Sometimes he'd act like a smartass and act like he thinks he's perfect.
Oh, so that's where you got it, huh?
What do you mean that's where I got it?
Never mind. So what are you talking about here? You don't believe in what this guy is saying.
No, wrong. It's not that I don't believe in what Phil Robertson is saying. It's what he did to himself was like he was doing an interview, I guess a magazine interview or an interview for a TV show, and they asked him a question about the homosexuality, and I guess he went overboard with answering the question.
Do you think he was right or wrong? Because I know you're a big gay advocate.
What do you mean by the term advocate?
I don't
support gays in any way, shape, or form.
I thought you did.
I have no support in the gay community in any way, shape, or form.
But they're just people.
I am not gay.
Nobody
I'm
said you were.
I'm not a homosexual.
Nobody ever said you were.
Nor will I ever be that.
I know that.
Okay.
So why? So you don't think that gays deserve rights?
Gay people, yes, they deserve rights.
There you go. So
humans
you don't believe
deserve rights,
right?
But the act of homosexuality in the Bible—it's basically a wrong act. I'll give you two scriptures to look up: Romans chapter 1, verses 24-27.
Just paraphrase.
And Jude 7.
Oh. Okay.
I'm not going to paraphrase it because it's too long.
Put it in your words.
The two scriptures?
Yeah.
You'll not inherit God's kingdom if you practice those specific sins.
Does the Bible stumble that much?
Stumble? What, you mean because of the way I stumble? Because of
yes,
the,
I was joking.
Because of the
it
way
was a
that
joke.
I feel like Stuttering John.
Yeah, it was a joke. Yeah. Well, anyway, that was interesting. Is that it?
How about let's see. We got another subject to talk about, like jobs. I was watching Jimmy Kimmel Live the other night, and he made a remark about Guillermo and those two dancers that were on the show.
Right.
And he made a remark about hiring a breakdancer, bodyguard, slash doorman. You and I both know a great breakdancer, bodyguard, doorman.
Your manager, Nick?
You got it.
Well, that's nice of you to push it. Oh, by the way, there's Mary Jane, everybody.
Oh, hi, Mary Jane.
Hello.
You wanted to say something?
Well, when Perry was bringing up Bible verses and everything and the whole topic, do you not believe in judge not and ye shall not be judged?
That's
in the Bible.
Yes, that is. But
so what's your feeling on that?
But when you're judging somebody, judge not, then ye not be judged. This is
what
just,
did you say? How's that go?
Judge, how did you say it again?
No, you say it.
I don't remember. She said, judge not, thy knee not be judged.
Yeah, correct? There you go. Okay.
All right. When you're judging somebody, you're judging them on what they do. But when you're sinning, I mean, we're all imperfect humans, okay?
I'm not.
You're not perfect.
Yes, I am.
You think you are, but you're not perfect.
A lot of people. Mary Jane, am I perfect?
I will have to say, judge not and ye shall not be judged.
Thank you.
So I'm perfect too.
Thank you. All right, well listen, you know who we should get on the phone? Because we've got to introduce these clips. We should get on the phone, Mole. Do you want to call over there at the rehab?
Is he okay?
We'll find out.
Go right ahead.
Hand me that.
But again, you are not perfect.
All right, let's call Mole. Walter Molininski, please.
In the sack.
Walter Molininski, please.
Hold.
Yeah. You should
ask. Hello?
Hey, Mole, it's Don. And Perry.
Hey, Mole.
It's Perry, too.
Hey, dudes. Oh, my God. Thank you guys for calling. Nobody's been calling.
How you doing
it's
over there?
Day.
What do you mean it's a crazy...
What's going on with the Bears game?
I don't know. I haven't been able to watch it. I wanted to watch the game begin, but they were doing highlights of this game, that game, and another game. I mean,
yeah,
all
okay.
day. It was like the first 47 minutes. I figured, oh, screw it. I'm leaving.
I'll help you out.
But wait, hold on a second. Skin Master, you are the biggest Bears fan I know, okay?
Okay. Well, what's going on with the Bears game? Are they winning or losing?
They're getting their asses kicked.
Okay, who's starting a quarterback?
Jay Cutler's supposed to come back from his injury.
He did last week.
Is he okay?
And when he comes back from his injury, does that remind you of your great comeback after the skateboard accident?
Yeah.
Similar, right?
Yeah, but now I want to know about the game. Is the Bears winning or losing?
Let me ask you one question. Can I ask you one question?
I'm asking you a question. I just said...
I'm asking you a question. First off, I'm the one who's in Edendale, okay? I'm in Edendale Psych, and I don't know what's going on out there because they won't pay for the NFL package.
They don't pay for the NFL package there? So you just get the local games.
You get local games. You got blackout rules.
Yeah. So, Mole, yeah. Perry really got behind this guy from the Duck Dynasty.
He always gets behind, dude.
Shut up.
That's funny.
This is the thing.
Hey, listen, Mole, the reason we called is because we're in the middle of putting together another best of show, and this one...
Oh, my God, wait, you're still doing the podcast?
Yep.
I thought we were done doing the podcast.
No, we're still doing it. We're just doing best of shows, because I told people...
For how long?
I don't know. I was thinking the next 52 weeks at least.
Oh, God, the best of us have got to be running very thin at this point.
Well, we're doing some pre-show stuff when no one was in the room. We've got some really exciting stuff with Vince checking the mics. Like, he'll test 1, 2, 3. It's really fun stuff.
You guys know you can get high off ramen noodles?
I didn't know that.
Oh, please. You know, are you getting healthy or are you still getting stoned?
All I do is push-ups. I do push-ups all day.
Yeah.
I work on my album, and I do like a couple ramen noodles.
Wait a minute. You're working on your album. What's this?
It's mostly acoustic stuff.
Are you serious? Congratulations.
Thanks.
I know a guy that's a great rock and roll promoter.
Is he an enthusiast?
He's an enthusiast. He could probably get you some work. That up.
Are we talking about Terrifying Timothy for Phoenix?
Yeah, he does that. He's working with big bands now. That's the only difference. I don't know if he could fit you in.
Like Glenn Miller and stuff?
Not Glenn Miller. No. When I said big band, I didn't mean like the big band era type of music. I was talking about big, popular bands. You know,
I'm into popular bands and our own personal lives.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were thinking of big bands like Humpty Dumpty and those bands.
I don't know what that is. I'll tell you this. You ever heard of the band One Direction?
I heard of them. No, and I wrote it. Story of my life, those kids.
Is it really?
Well, you've seen Harry's hair.
Yeah, I have. It's a mess. Well, listen, we got to get back to this. We're introducing clips from our $10 shout-outs. Now, but before we get to that, I would like to ask you one thing. Are you getting better? How are you spending?
Better, I'm getting better.
What do you mean?
Better get a bucket.
Okay, can you be serious for a second, Mole?
I think so.
Are you becoming healthy? And when are you going to get out of there?
Well, listen, they told me as long as these podcasts keep going on, that I need to stay somewhere safe in my head.
Oh, so
the I don't know, maybe a couple of days. I just got to, here's the thing, until they give me my license back, I don't have a ride home.
We could get you a ride home.
Yeah, right.
Perry would pick you up.
I don't know.
You
what
pick
Al
me
is.
Up?
He wouldn't even charge you for gas money.
No.
Scamass, you pick me up?
Where are you located?
Paso San Robles.
Where's that?
It's just above Washington State.
Yeah, Perry could come and get you.
Oh, yeah, right.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm not going. First off, I don't have a passport. So above Washington State means Canada.
No. It's right between those two.
That's Oregon.
No, that's Oregon south of Washington. Could you meet him at the border or something like that if he got up there?
I'll meet you at the Checkpoint Charlie.
Checkpoint Charlie?
Well, why don't you guys organize this
Okay, listen. How about this? We have a little code. You come up, you say, excuse me, do you like bird watching? And I say, yes, my favorite is the double-crested cormorant.
Okay, you want to try that once?
Never heard of it.
Do you enjoy bird watching?
Do I enjoy bird watching?
No, you ask. I'll ask you, do you enjoy bird watching?
Do I?
Yes,
I
enjoy
double-breasted
cormorant.
Do you enjoy
bird
watching?
No, I say that to you. Do you enjoy bird watching?
And I'm supposed to say?
Okay. What? I don't know if this is going to work. We might have to change it, Mole.
What are you going to change it to?
I don't know. We'll think about that. That can be talked about later.
Whatever you guys want to do.
We don't want to put it on the podcast because then someone else could go up there, meet with you, say the line, and get away with you, maybe kidnap you.
Okay.
All right, so should we introduce some of these clips?
Let's do it.
Who were some of your favorite clips, just out of curiosity, Mole? Do you remember any of the $10 shout-outs?
Okay. I like Monster Cody. He was a great clip. Snoop was a clip. He was his blood.
You know what? I don't think you really understand what we're talking about, but this is the best of our $10 shout-outs. Now, Perry, it always seems like someone will bring up a guy that we're not going to talk about, and I just want to say right off the bat, Perry is not gay. He has never blown anybody.
Thank you.
So some of these things may...
He definitely crossed the line.
Yeah. Some of these $10 shout-outs may cross the line, and they will talk about Randy Callahan. That happened over 21 years ago, and it's time to stop. So, if we can, let's play some of these, and we'll come back in a minute, okay?
Mole, are you there?
Mole, you can hang out for a second, can't you?
I think so. I don't know how much longer the phone has a timer on it. I got to keep putting quarters in.
Okay, then why don't you introduce, here's the best of the $10 shout-outs. Go ahead, Mole.
Hey, best of $10 shout-outs. I would like you to meet the Big 3 Podcast. May I introduce you?
Yes, you may.
Well, please get. I don't want to leave you two alone. Let you guys get to know each other. This is the $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
You know what I like to do? We're going to have a new segment on the show, and kind of an exciting thing. As you know, we are trying to find people to sponsor us. We need commercials, basically. We need people to come in and put some money up so we can put a couple dollars in our pocket. But the other thing that we've done, and it's a new segment on our show that's going to be a regular segment, it's called $10 Shoutout. Now, in $10 Shoutout, that's right, here's where you, the home listener, gets a chance to be part of the fun here at the Big 3 Podcast. All you have to do to be part of this fun is you send us $10, and we'll give you a mention on the show. Now, if you want to be part of this, you send the $10 cash, no checks, because they could bounce, and I don't need the harassment of bouncing. So send it cash to address it to me, Don Barris.
Or address it to me.
No, you don't address it to you because you'll keep it. Address it to Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. So if you want to be part of the fun and get for $10, we will shout you out on our show. Send it to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046, and we'll say something.
Do we have any shout-outs this week, Dan?
Yes, we do. Our first shout-out.
All right.
There's the $10.
All right.
$10.
All
right.
For you or for me?
No, we split it.
Okay, cool.
All right. Now, the person that we're shouting out to, this is for Ashley from Rancho Cucamonga. I don't know what else is said there.
Rancho Cordova.
Rancho Cordova. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't read that right. So, Ashley from Rancho Cucamonga, you just got a free
Rancho
shout out.
Rancho Cordova.
Shut up! Shut your fucking mouth!
Hey!
You know, I was trying to say that Ashley from Rancho Cucamonga just got a free shout out, and now I would
are
like,
you fucking
shut
stupid?
Up! Shut up!
What did Moldy
shut
say?
Up! Shut up!
Rancho Cordova.
Are you listening, fuckface?
Are you listening,
are
fuckface?
You all right, I'm going to say it again. Him. I'm going to say it again. Now listen to what I say. Don't fucking interrupt. Again, I said, Ashley from Rancho Cucamonga just got a free shout out without paying. Now, we're going to give Ashley from Rancho Cordova. What is it called?
Duh.
I don't know.
Duh. Retard.
I got to tell you, I'm Rancho having a hard time reading this line.
I'm just writing. It's very small right there.
Rancho.
Perry can read it.
Where, okay, Perry, you read it. You're a $10 shout out for who?
$10 shout out from Ashley Rancho Cordova.
I can't read it. All right, you're better than me.
Duh.
You fucking ever say that again. Just, I dare you.
Hey.
I dare you to.
Want right? to kiss my ass?
Can I keep the money? You just lost
You've
the money.
You've already lost the money.
All right.
I'll only send to you. Look, if you want to send the show any money, send it to Perry.
No, you don't.
F.
Shut up.
Caravella.
Shut up. Shut up. The way it is the way I just
send
said.
Send it to Perry.
No, Perry.
F. Caravella.
Perry, I swear to God, then you don't get this.
Yeah, we'll split it up at the end of the night, but we got to give some of it to the bartenders.
Oh, you rat bastards.
No, you're the rat bastard. Let me tell you that. First of all, I made a mistake because I can't read this writing.
I thought I needed glasses. You're the one that needs glasses.
No, that...
he said it.
I thought I needed glasses. You need glasses, pal. Rancho Cucamonga.
That was a pretty good one, Dan.
Rancho Cordova. So Ashley from Rancho Cordova... You've started, you were the very first for the $10 shout out, and you started the first fight. So, congratulations.
Should we get a $10
to you.
Shout out in here?
All right, here we go. Put your hands in there. $10 shout out. Hey, guys, I really love the podcast, and I'd like to share a quick story. Every year since the movie has come out, I've dressed up for Halloween as Scary Perry. And every year, I've ended up the night by getting some sweet pussy from some woman that I've never met before. So for personal reasons, I love the Scare Master, and I don't like these trivia contests that you've had between Mole and Perry. I feel that the subjects that are chosen for these quizzes may give Mole an advantage because it seems he has an interest in that subject. I'd like to donate $100 for a trivia quiz, but I've given Perry an advantage this time because I have 5 questions asking about AC/DC.
Oh.
Keep up the great work, guys, and I can't wait to Halloween so I can get some pussy. Gavin McGinnis. Okay, Gavin. Well, I have, once again, if you've never done this before, we have 5 $20 bills. I'm going to ask 5 questions, and they're going to be about AC/DC.
You're going to ask me and Perry?
You and Perry. And whoever gets the question
You ready,
right,
Scare Master?
Let's see if I can win it or
whoever
not.
Whoever gets the know. Answer correct will get $20.
I might lose this one.
I don't know that much right, about AC/DC.
You ready?
Let's see.
Okay.
This is Jeopardy.
Who was the original?
Dave Evans. Singer?
Bon Scott was the original.
Singer of Dave AC/DC. Evans. Actually.
Bon Scott.
Okay, like, let me get this
Dave
right.
Dave Evans in 73.
Yeah.
Preceded
then,
Bon
okay.
Scott.
It is Dave Edward Evans. He was the original singer in 1973.
Yeah.
And then the next thing, well, All right, here. Well, okay, listen. He's not the original. Okay. Dave Evans. There's $20 for you.
Thank you.
Second question. In 1974, the band replaced the original lead singer, Dave Evans, with Bon Scott, who died because he was a sloppy alcoholic and drowned in his vomit on what day?
February 19th, 1980. Is that right?
Absolutely.
February 19th, because I got out of the hospital on the 23rd.
Okay. How many drummers have been called the drummer of AC/DC?
Oh. Phil Rudd?
No. 10.
10?
10. Started with Colin Burgess. Burgess. And up to, well, Chris Slade now.
Okay. You're absolutely right. There was 10, Jesus, and those are the Christ. Two right there. Okay.
It was 10?
Yeah, it was 10.
Sweet. My God, okay. 20s.
The album Black Ice debuted on the Billboard charts at number one.
Right.
Name the only other AC/DC album to go to the top charted spot.
For Those About to Rock, We Salute
Highway
You.
Highway to Hell.
Okay, he was right. For Those About to Rock, We Salute You. Yeah. Released in Come December on. 1981. There's another 20 for you.
Thank you, dude.
All right, last question. Perry, get ready. You know about AC/DC. Come on. How many Grammys has AC/DC won?
One. What you just know. Said, one. 2010, War Machine. Just happened last year. War Machine got a Grammy
for Best Hard Rock Performance category.
That's their first. That was their first.
There you go. There you go.
I won all of the money again.
Well, you know what?
I suck.
Oh, Perry, let's not talk about your hobbies, dude.
Yeah, don't.
Put my hobbies? Up. No, I'm just don't not. I'm not good at.
You know, you Jeopardy. Should owe $5 into the Jeopardy. Penny jar for saying you suck. You know that.
Yeah,
if you're Jeopardy, it's just a Jeopardy.
Wow, I could get a lot of stuff in the Perry jar with this money. Yeah. I could buy how many? I could buy 20 trips to the Perry jar with this $100.
I suck at Jeopardy.
What do you mean you suck?
I suck at Jeopardy.
I'm not good at doing those Jeopardy questions like Mole is.
Why don't you read this one here? Scaremaster. Oh, another $10 right there. All right, go ahead.
This is like a grassroots effort to keep us in business.
It really is. It really is. Go ahead, read on, dude.
Hi, Don Mullen, Scaremaster. It's an absolute honor to speak with the Big Three. I hope you guys realize that joy and inspiration you bring to us listeners. Let's see, particularly Mr. Caravello, K-A-R-V. Okay. Let's see. Who many people feel is the star of the Big Three, myself included. He is truly a comedic genius, and I'm happy to say he's inspired me to be creative in the $10 shout-out. I'm hoping you could please plug my band, our new CD, and read our tracks. Let's see, thank you so much. Our band is called the Scared Masters. And here's our track list of our new CD entitled Dago Guinea Wop.
What's on
Oh,
there?
God. Okay, let's see. Side one, unprofessional and gay. All Italian butts crave black dongs. Let's see, shoot that man chowder on my face, Randy. Oh, God. When Italians cut the cheese, jizz shoots everywhere. God, that song.
These are all song titles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The difference between an Italian grandmother and an elephant is 50 pounds in a black dress.
That is true.
That's a song? I'd like to hear that.
That's crazy. Yeah. Italians, blacks... Italians question, blacks question, what's the difference? AJ Foyt could kick Mario Andretti's ass. Yeah, right. Italians have loose farts.
These are
they
old
smell
songs.
Like semen. Yeah,
these are songs. These would,
song titles are
some
stupid.
Of them are good. We'll continue on.
Let's see. Call a hand up the shit pipe. Call a hand up the. Whatever.
It's a ballad.
Yeah, right. Swing your meat bat into the gay Italian's mud passage.
Wow.
This is everything that you would be doing.
But let me tell you this. It doesn't sound anything like me.
It sounds everything like
you. No, it doesn't. Why? In what aspect?
It's exactly the way that you talk to me.
Well, continue on. What other songs?
Song 11 on side two. This is a record album. It's not a CD. Maybe it is.
Maybe it's a double CD.
I guess so.
Goodbye to Albrecht Road.
And then Italians
definitely a concept
album. Don't have freckles because they all slide off. Oh, God. Fartin' Mouth Randy, I dig that. That stuff, instrumental, bonus track, I can't wait to lick the toilet seat because I'm Italian. Thank you again, Don Mullen, especially Perry, you rock, Scaremaster. Sincerely, Don Barris?
It doesn't say that.
That's your signature?
No, it does not say that. The Scared Master. The Scared Masters. This is not me.
I'm fucking with you.
Okay, it's not funny. It really isn't funny. Does it say Travis?
No, which one is from Travis?
Travis Pickle?
Travis Ghost from Brooklyn? See if that's it. No, yeah, it's Travis Ghost from Brooklyn. There you go. Well, thank you, Travis. Good luck on your album. It sounds like you don't like the Italian people very much. Why is that, Travis? Dear Big Three, we cannot express enough how much Windy City Heat has inspired and changed our lives. Don Barris, your portrayal of Big Lou was handled with a captivating, gentle grace. Big Lou came across as a calm, cool, but imposing figure with a deep-seated rage to his core. Your performance was very reminiscent of Marlon Brando from The Godfather. Whoa. Mole, you brought such a raw, aggressive to Brock that whenever on screen you had us on the edge of our seats, fearing that any moment Brock could erupt into a violent rampage. Always on the edge, you came across much like Al Pacino's Tony Montana in Scarface.
You talking to me?
No, that's not the movie exactly. That would be from Taxi Driver.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let me read on. And of course, terrifying Tim Caravello played the role of Stone Fury.
Terrifying Tim is not involved in Windy City Heat.
We look forward to the Big Three exploding on the screen in Beantown Heat from Big Three fans, Bowers, Coast, and Fisher. And they gave us $30.
Wow, look at all this money, Scaremaster.
This is not bad, everybody. Another 10 for it. Oh, wait a minute. They even put their names on there. Bowers, Coast, and Fisher. What do you want, Mole? Bowers, Coast, or Fisher? Bowers, Coast, or Fisher? Bowers, Coast, or Fisher? Bowers, Coast, or Fisher?
Well, I love the West Coast, man. West Coast is the best coast. But I also love fishing.
You sure do.
But also, I once hooked up with a girl named Kim Bowers, so I'll go with that.
Okay, which one do you want to do?
This is a dude, though, right?
Yeah. All right, Bowers. You want Fisher? Then there's Fisher.
I'll go Bowers.
Oh, you want Bowers? Alrighty. And now we got Coast and Fisher.
I'll take Fisher.
No, I'll take Fisher.
You asked me which one I wanted.
Take your fucking money then.
Which one'd you get, dude?
I got Coast. That's what I wanted.
What'd you get?
That's what I want.
I got Fisher.
You want to trade for Bowers?
Well, why?
Go ahead.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. I'll trade this blank one that I got from earlier for Fisher, then I'll have Coast and Fisher.
Oh, I kind of like having Fisher. Let me hang on to Fisher for a while. See how it works
Last
out.
Last chance. If you don't do it now. If you don't do it
you
now.
You know, here's the thing. I'm probably going to spend it in the Randy jar anyway.
I'm going to. Okay, so just switch with me. It's not a big deal. Let me have Fisher. Fisher for the blank one. Fisher. Right, Last chance. Last chance. Last opportunity.
Why don't you try to sweeten the deal a little bit? How about, what do you got?
Right, I'll make you a deal. You originally wanted Coast.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got Coast and a blank one.
Mm-hmm.
You got a blank one and a Fisher.
Right.
All right. Perry, give me one of those tens back.
Why?
I'll show you. Give me Bowers. Come on, Perry.
Why? I want to keep my money.
I know. We'll just do this. All right, give me Bowers. All right, now.
Let me have the blank one,
I will train you the blank one for Fisher. Go this right there. Okay. Give me Fisher. Okay. All right. Now, And that was the $10 shout out.
Why can't I have my $10 back?
Hold on. Before we end the $10 shout out. What do you mean?
You said give me a blank. You give me the one that I just had.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
When did I do that?
You said Bowers right now. God damn, let me have my money back.
I'm pretty sure that he got it from me. I just gave him the $10.
Right, he made me give me back that. A $10 bill.
I don't think that. So. I think we're
give me back my $10, you fucker.
Give me those. Well,
I'm probably going to spend these later because I have questions for you.
Give that to me.
Right.
Give me these two. Okay. All right. All right. Now we're okay.
Let me have my $10 back, please.
For what?
He's got it now.
Which one was yours?
You said the Bauer one was mine.
I don't have a Bauer one in
here. Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Then show me everyone you got.
I have Fisher.
You
Coast,
got Coast
and two blank ones,
and then he's got the Bauer one.
I don't have Bowers.
Let me have the $10 bill that I gave you back.
I don't.
Yes, you got that.
I don't have $10.
Fucking money,
Perry. Sit down. Sit down, Perry. Perry, just sit down. Your neck is broken. For God's sake, you're acting great. Perry, take it easy.
I don't know if this is what Coast
put
and
the headphones
and Bowers wanted when they. Sent those three $10 bills.
No, they wouldn't want this. This is immature behavior. I don't have Bowers. Put your headset down.
Whatever, but you got my money.
I don't have your money.
Check your wallet, mister.
How much money did you come in here with?
$10 in singles.
And do you have 10 from Bowers in there?
No, there's not. He's got it.
I don't have it. You just saw that I didn't have it.
Let me see all those bills.
No.
Let me see all those bills.
No. Because it's right fucking there. No, it isn't. Why would I lie to you? Why would I lie to you?
Because you're a fucking crook.
No, you're a fucking crook. You're the fucking crook. Your neck brace is coming off.
God damn it.
Okay. Give me my goddamn money! All right, well, we got to finish our $10 shout-out, okay? All right.
Asshole.
Perry, put the headset on so you can hear what we're talking about.
Give me the $10 that is owed to me in the shout-out. You goddamn crook. Right. Yeah.
You're calling me a crook?
Yeah.
If I was a crook, I didn't need to bring any of the money here. Because
you would have kept it. Because every day, you always got to use your P.O. box. Why can't they send the money to me?
Because
at
I'm
P.O.
Honest.
Box number 9.
No, if you do that.
Canoga Park, California,
if you do
91305.
That, if you do that, anytime I ever hear you mention someone's name, I'm going to charge you $20 then. Because I don't trust you.
How many?
You're a thief. Because he's got 10, 20.
No.
He's got.
I've just got the four bills.
Yeah, that's $40.
All right. This was my
let me
money.
Have,
no!
And there's Bowers, and there's Bowers. There's the fucking Bowers right there. Right fucking there.
Get out of here. Sit down. We'll work this out. If there's a mistake in judgment, I will give you Bowers.
Give me back the $10 bill that was owed to me.
Will you stop it? You're acting crazy. You're acting out of your mind, Perry.
There's
Fisher,
Coast,
Bowers.
And then
Coast.
Two things.
But you don't want to break up the set.
Then give me the blank one. I don't give a fuck.
Also, I want to say this. People that came...
God damn, you're an asshole.
...to the Ding Dong show the past couple weeks. It's crazy
fucking
shows.
Fucking abusive. This is so fucking abusive.
What are you talking about? How much money did you come in here with?
Fuck.
You're walking out with more. That's all you should be happy about.
Hey, do you got a magic marker?
Six
singles
and a 10.
We can sign his,
You got one?
Yeah, and there's a $10 bill that you're putting behind yourself.
You're out of
trying
your
to
mind.
Hide it. I know what you're trying to do.
I need a magic marker.
We don't have... Oh, look at this.
What?
Bowers. Right here on the floor by your foot. So this was by your foot the entire time.
Yeah. So wait,
bullshit.
Hold on a second. You're going to say this is yours?
That was the one that was given to me.
I don't see your name on it, dude. You know whose name I see on it?
Bowers.
Exactly.
Right.
And that was $10 shout-outs.
I was wrong.
Well, I think
I was wrong, okay?
I think I have a good way of how you can make it up to Dan.
Eating an apple pie.
You have a beautiful Marie Callender's apple pie.
Okay.
All right.
We have a fork, and Perry's going to eat humble pie.
All right. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to eat that whole thing in 3 minutes.
I don't eat like you. I'm sorry.
All right.
How much does that pie weigh?
I can't eat that whole damn thing in
3 minutes.
Well,
see what you can do. Well, take your time.
No. 3 minutes. Go.
You know, it's not too cool with the way you guys are treating me and shit.
What do you mean the way we're treating you? What do you mean the way we're treating you, you fucking dumb bozo who can't even fucking eat an apple pie?
Then you finish it.
No, it's your job. It's your thing. You're the American.
You're killing it.
Keep going.
I'm not eating the whole thing.
You got to eat the whole pie.
Fuck that.
No, fuck you. Eat the whole pie.
Not,
now we have to throw it away.
You're not going to win the challenge, dude.
Yeah.
And that's all the $10 shout-out money.
Do you want the shout-out money today? Yes or no?
It would be nice.
All right, then you got to eat the rest of the pie. He's unbelievable. I will give him credit on one thing. This
machine,
is going to be a great bit on the show. He's going to eat that whole pie before the show.
Well, fuck, man. You guys are begging me to eat this whole pie or else I don't get any $10 shout outs.
Yeah, you do. You don't have to eat it. You could still get your third of $10 shout outs.
If you want.
But if you eat the whole thing, we'll give you our parts of the.
That was the deal that was made. If you're too stupid to understand what the deal was, you could put that right down right now and still make a third of all the $10 shout outs. Or you can eat
just
it all.
Finish it up because you're almost done and get
100%
all of
the $10 shout outs.
What's the percent of the $10 shout-outs today?
Well,
you
100%.
You would get 100%.
Well, how many shout-outs do we have today?
I can't go into that.
Yeah, you can.
I could, but I'm not going to.
Until I finish the pie.
Absolutely.
See?
See what?
That's Vegas, dude. That's what Vegas is all about.
You've got a quarter of the pie left. You're almost there.
Not even. Let's see, Scaremaster.
Well, here's the deal. He's got to have this done by the end of the show, and I don't think he's going to make it because we're heading to the tail end of this show, and he's got.
You're sick.
I don't think he is. I don't think he is because he's talking too much. He's bullshitting. You're spitting apple pie on me. Do you think that's making me nervous? It is. I don't know what diseases you have.
Scaremaster, for the people listening at home, has mowed through nearly an entire Marie Callender's apple pie. He's closing in on the last few bites. I say you just pick that piece up and just
just chow.
Too big.
That's a good
but
bite.
The pie is good.
Let me get a shot of you just putting it in that fucking cave of a mouth.
That really is impressive, Scaremaster.
When you came up with the idea for him to eat pie during the show, I never thought he could finish it. I'll tell you this, he's doing it, and I'm kind of proud of him.
Am I impressing you?
If I wasn't impressed, would I be willing to give up a third of the $10 shout-outs to you?
No, a third? I thought it was the whole thing.
Well, my third, his third,
and your
third
makes three thirds.
Thank you.
Scaremaster, have you ever eaten a whole pie before? You do it like you've done it before.
In competitions.
You've been in pie eating competitions before? Do you have any video of that?
Videos weren't being done back in those days.
I can't hear you.
Cinescopes and
videos
stuff.
Were not done back in those days.
You don't have enough pie in your mouth. Can you say it with more pie in your mouth?
No.
Why?
How many bites do you think you have left, Scary? Barry?
I'd say two.
Two or three.
That's my guess. I'd say two if he was a man. There's
That's
one.
That's one.
Can he do it in two? Nope, he's not going to do it because he's not a man.
Oh.
God damn, you're a fucking...
I'm a fucking what?
Here we go.
He did it. Nope, not yet. He's got to kind of lick the pie pan and then he's complete.
Oh, shut up.
Throw those crumbs right on the floor. Don't put the thing in there. Lick the pie pan. Get the remaining.
I'm not licking the fucking.
Why? You gotta do it. You gotta do it.
Fuck you.
You want the entire 100%? Do you want the 100% of $10 shoutouts? Yes or no?
God damn.
Are you gonna lick that? Yes or no? All right, let's move on to something else. And Perry's not.
Give me the
$10
shoutouts now.
When you eat the pie, when it's complete.
The pie is complete.
No, it's not. All right, let's ask Mole. Do you see that right there, Mole?
Yeah.
Is that completely gone?
Yes!
Pretty much.
Yes!
Yes what?
The pan is fucking empty.
I don't think so.
It's fucking empty!
Just eat that last bit. That's all you gotta do.
God.
Scaremaster!
He did it,
buddy!
He did it! He ate an entire Marie Callender's apple pie being the All-American. We've got Tempur-Pedic, the All-American. We've got Perry, the All-American. And now it is time. This is where you, the home listener, can be part of the Big 3 Podcast Fund. It's time again for the $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
We have no shout-outs today.
$10 shout-out!
If you want to get...
Nobody sent in shout-outs?
No shout-outs!
Oh, none?
No money!
No shout-outs?
No, there's no shout-outs. I couldn't help it.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. Anyway, if you want to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with us on Facebook.
Making me eat a whole fucking pie and no fucking money!
So, what do you guys think of the $10 shout-out so far? Do you enjoy them?
Sure.
I like it a lot.
I want to ask
you. What I like mostly about it?
What's that?
The people would send the money, and they would write very concise $10 shout-outs, and they would be like, hey, what's going on? And it wasn't like a big deal. They would just like, just give a shout-out.
Nah,
they would also write large print.
Very.
Because I will tell you something. At the secret location in West Hollywood, California, the lighting was very low. So sometimes it was hard to see a lot of the those shout-outs.
I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. Perry, you had a question for Mole. What were you going
to
say to him?
How do you feel in there, Mole? Are you getting better?
I use my hands, dude. I'm not a weirdo. I don't use my tongue like you do.
Hey. Hey.
What?
Freakazoid. I'm asking you, are you getting healthier?
I wish, dude. How about this? You know what happened? You know that $100 we made from the Windy Weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on about that. A lot of the people have been making fun of me and beating me up about it.
What do you mean?
They're like, hey, how do you do a whole weekend and you only make $100? And I said, well, that's because that's what Scam Master told me. And there's no way he'd ever lie to me. And they go like, if that guy ever lied to you and ripped you out bad, I will take care of him. This is what my friend Razor Ronnie said. They call him Razor Ronnie because he slashes people with razor blades.
Seriously?
And Razor Ronnie was like, yeah, Razor Ronnie was like, if I ever find out that dude Scam Master stole from you, I would pull a full-on Razor Ronnie. I'm like, Razor Ronnie, you are in here to take care of Razor Ronnie. And not to be taken
Hey, Mole, tell Razor Ronnie to... Hey, tell Razor Ronnie to cool it a little bit.
I did. But okay. He was like, what, does he still live at...
Yeah, did you tell him yes? Because he does.
Do you still do Scare Master?
Don't forget, it's apartment 102.
Oh, God.
Well, you don't give out just
I
the
address.
I don't
give out my address at all.
But, Scare Master, that's a non-issue, because I know you didn't rip me off. I know we only made $100 for a windy weekend, so it's a non-issue.
Thank you.
Well... Anyway, hey, by the way, ask him about John Quincy Adams and Tom Brennan.
What's going on with John Quincy Adams? I know there's...
Oh, my God, hold on a second. That is the weirdest thing. What did you just mention?
John Quincy Adams?
Hold on. John! Hello? Mr.
Adams!
Hello? Who's this?
It's Scary Perry and Don Barris. What's going on?
Welly, hello, peanut butter and jelly.
Ask
How are
him.
We two doing?
Ask him.
Quincy.
Perry has something he wants to ask you.
I stopped by to visit Mole here at Edendale, and he tells me nobody else has visited him. Is that true?
I don't know where he's at.
Well, he's above
he's
Washington.
Just between Washington State and Canada.
Well, what's between Washington State and Canada? The state line.
Exactly. You and I, my friend. Nothing.
Listen, listen, you homo. Do you want to deal with me again? Or do you want me to just make sure you never talk to me again?
What are you talking about, Perry?
I want nothing to do with this.
Why?
What are you talking about?
I don't want to ever... He's not going to deal with Tom Brennan.
Oh, you're bringing that up again?
I know what this is about, Perry.
Well, then answer what this is about.
Okay.
You're disgusting. You make me sick. Perry, what you did to Tom makes me sick.
Let him talk. Go ahead, Mr.
Is this about the fact that whilst Tom wants a sushi bar at our wedding cocktail hour, I want an old school French raw bar. I want periwinkles and cockles and mussels alive.
Goodbye.
I'm not going to hang up on him, but I think that he's upset about it. I think he's afraid that he's going to lose his, what is he?
A publicist.
I think he's afraid that he's going to lose his publicist once he marries you.
He's not going to marry you.
I'll bet he does.
He's not going to marry him.
You know that for a fact.
Yes, I do. Tom Brennan likes women.
Daddy, let me tell you. May I tell you? Would you like to know what happened between me and Thomas Brennan?
I would.
Daddy?
Daddy? What? Tell me what happened between you and Tom Brennan.
I believe you and the fans remember when I sang to you a little something called I Control Your Agent, Tom.
Right.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
To the tune of Space Oddity.
Was disgusting.
I remember that.
But, Patty, I could only really tell you what truly happened with a follow-up song. Isn't that correct?
Oh, God.
You got one today?
Only if Patty wants to hear it. Patty want to hear it?
Go right ahead. I want to hear it. I want to know what you're going to do to poison my life.
Mr. Adams isn't going to poison your life, Perry. Are you playing it? We can't hear anything on this end. Are you still there? Maybe we can play this song next week because that sounds really bad on this end. Can you hear me?
You know, you know what I blame?
Who?
I blame the people here at Edendale for their poor acoustics.
Well, I don't know what to say.
I'm in a rubberized room trying to... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pop home. I'm going to record this in my state-of-the-art recording studio, and I'm going to send it over to you. How would that be?
All right, if you want.
Are you doing another podcast next week?
Yes, another best of. Best of... Really? We're doing a two-part best of $10 shout-outs.
Well, I couldn't really tell you where I am next Sunday, but I highly doubt I'm going to be in the States.
Well, you could send it over, and we could put it on next week.
I'll do that. I'll send it over.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We got to get back to our $10 shout-outs. Could I put Mole back on real quick?
Hey, you guys, you all done now?
No. We've still got some more $10 shout-outs. You want to introduce it real quick?
Just introduce that last one. Okay, listen, the last $10 shout-out did not get along and didn't play ball, so let's, why don't you get in there and try to make things right. I'll let you guys talk amongst yourselves. Please meet the next $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
I can see who this is from. This is from Sweet Feathery Jesus. That's a podcast that...
Ah, those guys are cool.
Oh, they've said some very, very nice things about us, and they've given you... Perry Caramello, the big three, and they've given you a card.
Thank you.
Open it and read it.
That would be the way to do it.
The card says, hope you're in the pink again soon.
Oh, they're talking about pussy.
Dear Perry, wishing you a speedy recovery from your upper neck surgery. Belasco, Booze, and Dr. P at the Sweet Feathery Jesus get well. Sorry about your mom's rape, but there's no money in here. Why is there no money in here?
I don't think they sent us money.
They just send you a get well card. Hey, you know what you should do for them, dude? Do an ID for their show. Say, this is Scary Perry for Big Feathery Jesus. Check us out at bigfeatheryjesus.com.
Yeah. Here we are.
Oh, we can do the big three.
Big Feathery Jesus or Sweet Feathery Jesus?
Whatever. Sweet Feathery Jesus. All right, here's what we'll do. We'll do it all. And you're the one that has to say it at the end. And if you fuck it up.
What am I fucking up?
Yeah, well, you'll see.
What am I fucking up? You mean if you're fucking me up?
Stop. All right.
Because all you know how to do is.
Shut up. We're in the middle of doing something for these guys.
Jesus Christ.
Hi, we're the big three. I'm Don.
Paul.
And I'm Scary Perry.
And I just want to say, we've got a podcast that we listen to all the time. Tell them about it, Perry.
Big fucked up Jesus. I mean, feathery Jesus.
Sweet that feathery Jesus.
Sweet fucked up feathery Jesus.
Is that funny? You see, what
yeah,
you
because
saying?
They're pissing me off. They never sent any, they didn't send any money. Or then again, they could have sent money and somebody kept the money.
Oh, you're going to say that I stole money from you? Like you took money out of my wallet?
Hey,
that was fucking 90 years ago, motherfucker, and
you got it back. All right, but you admitted last week. Oh, your neck.
What's your neck?
Your neck. It's your neck.
No, my
right?
nuts.
All right, let's try another one here. All right. The Centers for Rape Awareness, 1001 Presidential Boulevard, Washington, D.C. Dear Mr. Caravello, we've contacted you because we need your address on a very serious matter. On several of your podcasts, you've referred to the consensual sexual exchange that occurred in 1992 between yourself and Mr. Randall Callahan as rape. By all accounts, what occurred that day was a sexual agreement made between two equally gay men.
Fuck you!
An exchange of mouth sex for hands. Let me read that again.
Does he understand what the fuck happened?
Well, he's saying here, it's an exchange of mouth sex for hand sex as part of a Christina Applegate movie does not constitute rape. What's more...
Excuse me, motherfucker. I got in trouble because I was being a little bit overly friendly to a girl on set. Christ almighty.
It was on the freeway, actually.
Yeah, well...
Let me finish this.
1992, it's almost 20 years ago.
Okay, let me continue reading.
It does not matter anymore.
Let me continue reading.
Motherfucker.
What's more is the fact that both men engaged in this act reached orgasm, proving that it was an enjoyable experience for the both of you. We here at
It was not an enjoyable experience. It was disgusting.
We here at the CRA... Centers for Rape Awareness, have done extensive research that proves that a man cannot be raped to orgasm. In order to reach orgasm, a man must enjoy the sexual act that is taking place at least a little bit. This is a scientific fact.
That is a lie.
Please admit that you liked it at least a little bit, which is underlined and
I closed my eyes and dreamt of having sex with Heidi, the fucking hot babe that was in the... secretary when you first walk into a casting studio?
Well, they say, and please apologize for calling it rape. Also, please stop bragging about the incident on your podcast.
Fuck you.
Sincerely, the Centers for Rape Awareness. Well, they do make some legitimate gripes. Dear Big Three, first of all, big ups to Rucka Rucka Ali and to all the knuckles listening. Then he goes on. I have two questions for Perry. Okay, so listen up here. These are two questions for you. And if he answers them both satisfactorily, then he gets the entire $10. With that kind of money, Perry can afford to take Sheba out for a nice In-N-Out burger dinner.
Dead.
Classy. Yeah, she is dead. If Perry doesn't get a decent answer, then the entire $10 goes to Mary Jane. Hello, Mary Jane.
Hello.
My first question involves Occupy Randy's mouth. Who came first?
What the fuck is going on here?
Who came first, Perry or Randy?
He sucked my dick. He swallowed my dick. Then I jerked him off, okay?
So after you came, you then jerked him off?
Yes.
Was it tough to be aroused enough to jerk him off after you
had done that? Look.
Yeah, you were in ecstasy. You were just lying, it felt so good.
It didn't feel good. It was disgusting.
Okay,
you guys are fucking grossing
me
out.
I'm not grossing you out. I'm reading this right off the letter.
You just kind of read it right off the letter, Jordan.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, all right.
It's sick. It's disgusting. Change the fucking subject.
All right, let's get to a second.
I want nothing to do with this fucking faggot bullshit.
Let's get to a second question. Okay, let's get to a second question.
You guys are fucking homos.
Stop. Nobody's
a homo. Let the guy read the letter, dude.
Jeez, oh, man. He's giving us a $10 shout-out. Take it easy on him. Perry, is based on the fact that you consider yourself to be a movie actor, even though you've only been in one movie.
I've been in hundreds of fucking movies, you cunt cocksucker. Look at my goddamn resume online, you fucking pile of shit.
Perry, take it easy. You're in the hospital after a severe neck injury.
This is why he's my anger manager. Look how good he does it.
Okay, mellow out. Using that logic, doesn't the fact that you've only had sex with one guy make you gay? Technically... it was two acts of gay sex since you and Randy...
20 fucking years ago!
All right, but what he's saying is technically it was two acts of gay sex since you and Randy each gave each other orgasms.
20 fucking years ago!
Then he signed it, sincerely, I feel vibrations. All right. Anything else you'd like to say to him?
It's over!
Okay. Greetings, Big Three. As the 20th anniversary of Perry's love affair with Randy Callahan approaches, I plan celebrating along with the other fans of the Big Three.
Love affair?
I don't know.
The motherfucker raped me, motherfucker.
Okay. I'm planning on sending a special delivery to Perry in celebration of this event. I have a big package that I know he will find thrilling. Now, that's nice.
How much money's in that big fucking package?
I don't
know.
Well, why don't you wait and see? However, balloons are involved, as well as flowers, so I cannot have it delivered to his P.O. box. All right. So instead, I'm going to have the package sent to Perry's apartment. Can you confirm for me Perry's address? Is it 772 Reseda Boulevard? Also, could you kindly confirm to me Perry's phone number is 818-390-2999.
That's the business line.
Okay. This way, the delivery man can call Perry on the phone if necessary. Is it also possible that we might be able to deliver the package to Perry's home myself? Is there a lot of security at 7722 Reseda, or can we just go inside
the
Villa La Paloma? What is it called?
Villa La Paloma.
Okay. And make my delivery to Perry's door. What apartment number is it?
None of your business.
Okay, so I guess you'll have to look. Please tell me what time of the day is good for Perry to be at home. If I knock on Perry's door and say that I've come to give him a big package for his anniversary of gay sex...
I did not have faggot sex
Perry,
with any of your fucking...
Hold your fucking thing.
Scare Master, this guy is saying he wants to go over your house and do that with
that
you.
That motherfucker can go fuck off!
Okay, let me just read the end of the letter. That's all I ask. I've come to give him a big package for his anniversary of gay sex with Randy Kellen. Will he be hospitable to me? Probably not. I'm just guessing. Probably not.
Oh, then
will
why
he
don't you
let
have
me come in his apartment and take a quick look at the Windy City Heat trophy?
That gets raped.
I would
in
like
this
to buy Perry
town.
Dinner at Denny's.
Ah, why don't you go to the
Boy, fucking would
police
I like to see him unleash the fury at Denny's Slamburger on a side over a hash brown.
Exactly
anyway,
I'm
looking forward
here.
To celebrating the 20th anniversary of Perry and Randy Kellen. Put his penis inside Perry's mouth. Anyway, I'm looking
no
for
dick at, in my mouth.
Thereby launching Scaremaster's career. I hope that Perry will appreciate the long stem roses and penis shaped balloons I'm going to give him in honor of the momentous occasion. Thank
if
you, dudes. Rock
my
on,
house
Danny
in the month
Zuko.
Of June, I'm out of town.
Okay, all right, Perry. Why don't you read this?
I'm out of town for the month of June.
All right.
So in a few months he won't be there, but up until then he will.
Okay, we are now in the home stretch of the first Best of Big Three podcast $10 shoutouts tribute, I guess. And I just want to let you know, the reason we did this is because we got a lot of great fans. We got a chance to meet a lot of them during the Windy Weekend, which was really fun, and I'm glad you guys came. It really showed that people do care about this thing, and all I know is this, is that we're going to do a best of podcast next week, and that's, again, the best of the $10 shout-outs. Then after that, I really am kind of uncertain on what's going to happen here. I know that at one point, we're going to do a Big Three reality show pilot. I don't know when that's going to be, and I don't know what will happen after that. Obviously, we'll try to sell it, but I don't know if we're going to do podcast. And I just wanted to say thank you to all the fans that really were cool with us and the people that came out and put in $10 each week to just say hello. So we're doing a best of $10 shoutouts this week and next week. But right now, let's listen to the last of today's $10 shoutouts.
$10 shoutout.
Dear Big Three, I'm a new listener to your podcast and I think it's great. You guys are all really funny. Perry Caramello is my favorite. The guy truly is the Stairmaster. So I could learn all about you. I went back through the Big Three archives and listened to some old shows. However, I'm confused about one thing. It was always my understanding that Perry gave a blowjob to Randy Callahan. But in an
Let's
earlier podcast...
Let's straighten that shit out!
All right, let me just... I think he's confused on a couple things here. So let me get to this. Perry keeps talking about a guy named Sandy Gallagher. Did Perry suck his cock too? Or maybe Sandy Gallagher sucked Perry's cock at the same time as Perry sucked off Randy Callahan?
I don't even know who the fuck Sandy Gallagher is.
Perhaps Perry and Sandy Gallagher double teamed Randy, or maybe it was Perry who was the meat in the sandwich, sucking off Randy Callahan and getting cornholed by Sandy Gallagher. Who
Sandy
gave
Gallagher?
Perry AIDS?
He was in the
Sandy
OC.
Or Randy? Sorry for the confusion, and thanks in advance for clearing this up. Keep up the good work. Well, he wants to know.
Number one, who the fuck is Sandy Gallagher? You said he's some guy in the OC? What, some guy in Orange County?
No, on the show.
Yeah.
What's next, Dan?
whatever.
All right.
Number one, let me explain something to you fucking assholes on the market. On the market, meaning on the podcast, in the ears of
the speakers. Oh, this is really only this.
I never, really ever, ever blew anybody. I gave Randy Callahan a hand job.
Would you
after
stop bragging about that, dude?
He sucked me off.
I stopped Perry, bragging.
You see,
well,
this
let's get it
can
over
I just
with.
Say one
let's
thing?
Get the fucking...
Perry,
it's
Perry,
over.
Perry,
it happened
Perry,
almost
Perry,
20
to me,
fucking years
Perry,
ago.
Perry, listen
stop
to me.
Talking about it.
Just listen to me. Jeez, oh, man. You
stop.
See, the more you talk about it, the more you talk about it, the more people are going to talk about it and write letters.
When I talk about it, all you guys do
all
is bring it up.
All we're doing is reading a letter. Dear Big Three, this is not a $10 shout-out, but it's a letter for both Perry and Mole to win some money. I've helped out with these trivia contests before on the show, and it always seems that Mole dominates the competition. So to kind of equal things out on today's trivia, we're tilting the scale in Perry's favor by having trivia about Perry's hometown, Chicago.
Okay.
The Chicago sports scene, to be exact.
Oh, against Stone Fury?
Now, here's the thing. We have five questions, and we have $100 for each answer that you get right.
Huh.
All right, so Perry, put your shit down so you don't get confused.
Wait, this Perry. Isn't fair, Scaremaster, Chicago Sports.
Well, give him a chance.
We'll see what happens.
You need money, right?
Definitely.
Okay, good. All right, now let's do this. Let's be fair.
Okay, all right, okay.
The first one to answer, and this comes from Norma Jean Doherty.
Got it.
Okay. All right, Mole, are you ready?
Yep.
Perry, are you ready?
Okay.
I got to tell you, I'm a little nervous.
So am I.
Okay, question one. Who in 1965 with the number 40 jersey?
Gale Sayers.
Gale Sayers.
Okay. Let me read the whole thing. Number 40 for the Chicago Bears won the Rookie of the Year award.
Yeah.
It was Gale Sayers. You got that one right? You answered first. Okay. Get ready. That was close. You had that one, though, didn't you?
After he said Sayers.
Yeah. Okay. Here's for another $100. This trio was a double play combination.
Tinkers to Evers to Chance.
The double play combination for the Chicago Cubs and their back-to-back World Series titles in 1907 and 1908. Tinkers to Evers to Chance.
Scaremaster knew that one.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Here's another 100. Okay, number three. You still have three chances. In 1985, this
Michael
Chicago...
Jordan. Chicago 85, all Jordan.
Okay. 1985, this Chicago Bull won the...
Yeah, that's Jordan,
NBA Rookie of the Year award, then went on to win five MVP awards and six NBA championships. Number 23, Michael Jordan. Absolutely
wait,
right, Mole.
Then I lose again.
You still have another. Just stop being negative, man. You still got two chances.
Go on.
All right, number four. His slap shot for the Chicago.
Bobby Hall.
Bobby Hall.
Ah, Scaremaster, you almost got that one, dude.
His slap shot for the Chicago Blackhawks is called one of the best of all time, and in 1966 became the first NHL player to score 50 goals in one season. Bobby Hull was the right answer.
Oof.
All right, fifth and final
Here we
one.
Go. There's Perry. No way I'm getting Perry. All five. There's no way I'm getting all five.
I got to tell you, part of me hopes that you do because it sets a record, but part of me's pulling for Perry.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, God, you guys.
We have laughs. We do have laughs.
I love this show.
Big three.
He had a total of 129 home runs in the back-to-back seasons of 1998 and
1999.
Oh!
I don't know his name.
Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa's right. His career started and ended with the Texas Rangers, but will always be remembered for his days with the Chicago Cubs. Sammy Sosa. You swept.
Wow. That was close, that last one. Could have gotten any either way right there.
Wow. Well, thank you very much, Norma Jean Doherty.
Thank you, Norma Jean.
Greetings, Big Three. Enclosed is a prototype of a new cologne my company has been putting together for the big show. It's called Caramello, a truly manly blend of essential oils, leather, Canadian hard maple, and fedora felt. Our team of experts have come up with what I consider to be the best man's cologne I have ever smelt. It's even better than Jacquard No. 5. We have had a great success in test marketing campaign, and our analysis have set the retail price of each bottle at $19.92. We are really ready to produce the initial batch of 10,000 as soon as we receive Perry's authorization to proceed. The Big Three will receive $4.50 for each bottle sold. Let me know over the podcast if you, A, do you like the scent and approve the smell of the cologne? Let's take this off and let's see what we got here. Come here, Perry. Tell me if you like the smell of this, okay?
Okay. Spray my arm.
Not too much.
How's that smell?
There's no ventilation here.
Stop. I don't like the smell.
Wow, that's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
So far, not
you
good.
You smell like a store, Scaremaster.
Smell like a freaking locker room.
Do you authorize our company to begin production of this cologne up to 10,000 units in its first batch?
The scent is very grotesquely masculine.
Yeah.
Okay. It smells like a freaking locker room.
Okay,
it smells disgusting.
Answer the question, Perry.
I just said it. It's disgusting.
Okay, that wasn't the question. Do you authorize our company to begin production of the cologne up to 10,000 units in our first batch?
No.
Okay, C, would you like to include the cologne in your big show in gift bags or VIP kits?
No.
They say they can offer these to us at wholesale cost if we'd like.
It's disgusting. It's like a... It would be a joke in the bag. It would be a despicable, hideous joke for somebody in the bag.
It would be a joke in the bag. And nobody wants to come to a show and get a joke
nobody,
in the bag.
Nobody wants to smell themselves
shit. They don't want to come. Okay, they're not coming to the Comedy Store on the 25th to get a joke in a bag.
They're coming to the Comedy Store to get a joke, but not to smell like shit.
A joke in a bag. All right, well, at least let me read this last one. What is Perry's social security number, driver's license number, and Wi-Fi password?
Never will I give any of them.
Oh, they know them. They can, you can get that information.
None of your
log
business.
On to, well, there's websites where you can get on to.
It's none of your business what my social or my driver's license number is or my passwords are.
Okay.
Period.
They're going on to say, I'm really looking forward to the big show and especially to have spaghetti sleepover at Perry's
there
apartment.
There is no spaghetti
afterwards.
Sleepover at my apartment with you.
Okay, this is best regards, Spooky Sammy. I don't know. In a minute, we'll tell all the details of the what was once called the Perry sleepover. It is not. It's just a lunch. But we'll go into all details.
It's the nap, though. They get an afternoon
There's
nap.
There's no nap.
They
in
get
my,
a small
There
nap.
Is not a nap
on
in
the
my
couch.
Apartment.
On the couch.
There is not a nap
not
in my apartment.
In the bed.
Who the fuck do you think you are? Is this your place?
No, this is a
this
top
is not
secret
your place.
Location
it's
in Hollywood.
It's not your place. So shut your fucking mouth, motherfucker.
But I did
but,
help you pitch the
but,
spaghetti sleepover.
But,
you did pitch
but,
it, in all fairness.
What?
Then you changed your mind. You did pitch it.
Yeah, it was never pitched that there was a sleepover at my house.
You were the one. Spaghetti sleepover.
Never a spaghetti sleepover.
I agree with Mole on this
wrong.
One.
Oh, boy.
I was fighting you guys because you guys wanted to have a sleepover at my place. Constantly fighting you guys.
Rewind the Betamax and look at Scaremaster's always going, I want people to sleep over and eat my spaghetti.
Yeah, right.
He did say that.
I never
right.
did say
like it.
That.
Here's
I never
another
did say
$10
that.
Shout out.
Never said a sleepover. That's
all
why it's
all right, let's go on. The following is addressed to Perry. Don and Mole, please don't take any offense to the following comments. I love you too. I work hard for my money, like any other good citizen. I pay my fair share of taxes. What sickens me to my core is when I hear about that lazy, irresponsible deadbeats abusing the system for their own personal gain. Last week, I had to sit and listen to Perry brag, gloat, and giggle with great glee on how he's beating the system with his fake disability scheme.
Fake disability scheme? Fake disability scheme.
That's what he said.
Fake disability
That's
scheme.
That's what he said.
Fake disability
That's
scheme!
What he said.
Are you telling me the fucking thing is fake? You ain't telling me my car accident was fake!
That's the thing I said.
Yeah!
That's the thing I wrote.
First of all, I think this is one man's opinion. I don't think Mole or I feel that.
That's just what the guy said.
Yeah.
Let's hear him out. Maybe he raised some good points.
So while I have to wake up at 6:30 every day, work my fingers to the bone until 6 or 7 at night, 5 days a week, sometimes 6, guys like Perry sponge off the welfare system.
Fuck you!
Bullshit disability. Perry, at least listen to him, and then you can comment at the end. Please.
Fuck all of you!
It looks like you're bragging again. Let me just finish this letter, and then you can make your comments at the end. Which Tijuana backroom doctor did you get to sign off on your imaginary injuries? I saw Windy City Heat. It's amazing how your disability keeps you from working a real job when you've got no problem doing your own stunts. Hardworking, American, loving, taxpaying citizens are getting laid off this very second, while low-life anti-American frauds like Perry are living like kings up in his penthouse apartment at 7722 Reseda Boulevard. Let's not give his address at 7722 Reseda Boulevard anymore, because it's not fair to Perry. Am I right, Scaremaster? So from now on, do not send Perry's address. I bet a lazy piece of shit like Perry has never had to work an honest day in his entire life. First, he seduces Randy Callahan to get into show business, then fakes an injury to get disability.
Complete bullshit.
Makes me so sick I want to throw up. Mole and Don, I'm really sorry for the crude language, but hearing about this blood-sucking leech like Perry brag about how he's beating the system really causes my blood to
beating
boil.
Beating the system.
I'll give Perry credit for really going all out with the fake neck brace. That was a nice touch. It really added sense of realism to the bullshit injury to his neck. Perry, you could get KY Jelly to be a sponsor of the podcast. That way you could at least lube up before you fuck American citizens in the ass. Go fuck yourself, Perry. Harry Hiroshito? P.S. Mole and Don, please accept my $10 shout as just a small token of your hard work and effort creating an enjoyable, humorous podcast. Perry has gotten enough money out of me in the form of taxpaying dollars. And again, Perry, go fuck yourself. Okay, well, that was from Harry. Do you have anything you'd like to say to Harry, just out of curiosity?
Zero.
Zero?
He's a human waste.
Well, that's one man's opinion.
$10 shout out!
Well, that was our tribute to the Big Three fans with your $10 shoutouts. I want to thank everybody who was part of today's $10 shoutouts. We're going to do another one next week. Do you want to say anything before we go, Mole?
No, I didn't take those ramen noodles, all right? I've done 3 ramen noodles and that's all. I need to do some push-ups and get some ramen noodles back. I'm in some kind of weird fight club here.
What?
Scaremaster.
What?
Will you do doubles with me? Will you do tag team fight club for me?
No,
me
I. Institution? Mole. I cannot fight. I cannot fight.
I just need you to tag up with me, man. When I get the guy on the ropes, I tag you. You come in for the kill.
I'm not coming in for no kill. Because of my neck surgery, I cannot fight. God, you're a fucking retard. Goodbye.
Okay.
State and Canada.
Okay. All right, guys, both of you, stop. This should be a fun ending. This was a big show. This was our tribute to the fans, for God's sake. Our best of
the best fans are right.
Okay, so listen. If you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, I'm at SimplyDon1 on Twitter, Don Barris on Facebook. I'm at Don Barris on Vine. And on Instagram, I'm at SimplyDon1. Mole, how can people get in touch with you? Or can't they?
I'm done playing the fame game.
You're not playing the fame game anymore? Perry, how can they get in touch with you?
I'm on Facebook at perry.caravello.
That's K-A-R.
Stop saying K because it's not true.
Oh, I'm sorry.
C-A-R is in car, A-V is in Victor, E-L-L-O on Facebook. On Twitter, scaryperry818. Or you can email me at scaryperryx1050@gmail.com.
Catch me every late night at the world famous Comedy Store. Monday nights we do our Death Squad Ding Dong Show podcast. Hey, Mole.
When did you start doing that?
I've been doing it for a while. Mole, whose sucker is this in the bowl here? Is that your sucker?
That's a DRP.
What is that?
A derp.
What's that?
Day Ray Pop.
Oh, okay. I probably shouldn't have it then.
No, have it. Just all right. Totally relax.
Well, let's put it there, guys. Here we go. Big Three!
Hey, with Robin.
Goodbye.